be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my Father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. No doubt you have heard the maxim that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. That means that people will sometimes say a lot of good things, but they don't follow through with what they say. Or sometimes they even do the opposite of what they intend to do. St. Catherine of Siena, the 14th century Dominican nun and doctor of the church, famously said, "One drop of contrition, one drop of sincere contrition could empty out hell." But of course, hell is not empty, precisely because the people there only talk a good game. They never actually repent. They don't really want to change. Did you ever see that political thriller movie called V for Vendetta? There's really not much to recommend that movie, except one scene. V, who wears the Guy Fawkes mask, the funny face, confronts Delia Surridge, whose scientific experiments created the monstrous V. Delia tries to justify her immoral work, saying, "Is it wrong to hold on to that kind of hope?" And V answers chillingly, "I have not come for what you hoped to do. I have come for what you did." Delia had good intentions, hopes to change the world, but that didn't change the gruesome fact that she experimented on human beings. It is not enough simply to want to do the right thing. At some point, you must stop talking about it and actually do it. Otherwise, you're only paving a smooth ride on the highway to hell. In the gospel today, Jesus confronts two would-be disciples who also have good intentions but lack follow-through. One boldly says, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus sees through his shallow good intentions and tells him he won't be able to endure the suffering and hardships that inevitably ensue. Another makes what looks like a very good and reasonable request, saying, "Let me go first and bury my Father." Again, Jesus sees through the thinly veiled ruse and confronts his flimsy excuse. "Let the dead bury their dead." You see, like V, Jesus tells his would-be disciples he's not interested in what they hope to do, but rather in what they will do. At some point, you must stop talking and simply act. My friends, ask yourself today, am I just a bundle of good intentions? Or do I actually follow through on what I say I will do? You know, I've occasionally counseled young ladies who are in love with abusive men. And the men always promise that they will change if the ladies would just marry them. If I had a dime for every time that happened, I would be a rich man. Do those men ever really change? Rarely. rarely. They pave the road to marriage with good intentions, as well as another road. They would like some company on that ride. People put off making a good confession or even going to church until they're older and have more time on their hands. I'm not talking about you, of course. They have good intentions, but they do not act. They do not even have one drop of contrition. Just think of all the things we say in the course of a day that we are going to do. All our good intentions. But by the end of the day, what is the progress that we have made? Sometimes it's only to pave a few more feet on the road to perdition. At some point, we must stop talking and simply act. One day, the angel of death will arrive at the door and say to you and to me, "I have not come for what you hoped to do, but for what you did." Start doing good today. Praised be Jesus Christ.